we're looking for new people to join the existing complement of crew. And we're always looking to bring new people on to train them up and to make sure that they're able to do some saving lives at sea. It is a really great thing for people to do personally, and it's something for people to be able to give back to the community as well.
Would people need to have maritime skills, boating skills? Would they need to have a level of competency on the water already, or does the training start from scratch?
The training does start from scratch. I myself am a volunteer. I have no maritime background, and a major percentage of the crews right across the lifeboat stations in the UK and Ireland do not have any kind of maritime background. Obviously, it helps, but it's absolutely not a prerequisite. You won't carry a pager until you're well into a year or two down the road, and that you're able to go on shouts. It's quite the build-up of training before you're able to get on the boat in the first place. And, you know, the commitment is there for training. And we ask, because the RNLI will commit to training you, so we are asking you to commit to training with the RNLI. So it's a couple of sessions per week at the start, and then it's ongoing assessment and ongoing training. It's just to keep people fresh. And even like the most seasoned of our crew that have been there for years and years still have to do that training, still have to do their competency, and still have to make sure that they're up to speed on all the new life-saving techniques. Because as things change, people, you know, they need to keep it fresh all the time.